nanohub.org.
Online simulation and more for nanotechnology.
Please pick up one question. Which one do you want to? What is the difference between constant field impact ionization and constant energy impact ionization? Well, where should we use the respective theories? Don't remember? Who wants to answer? What is that? Not the thin oxide per se. Exactly. Hot carrier injection, your electric field was constant electric field. And the distinction is that as you are getting energy, phonons were continuously taking energy away. And you had to do impact ionization in that situation. Constant energy is that you come flying in without losing any energy to the phonon and then ask that if I have a certain energy far above the conduction band, how many holes can I produce? So that's the distinction between the theory. Does it make sense to you? Okay. So for hot carrier, you'll be using constant field, and for TDP, you'll be using constant energy. What is the difference between majority and minority ionization? Which one is dominant for NMOS TDDB? You wish to answer?
NMOS. Majority.
Majority, what do you think?
For NMOS, we have majority.
Majority, because you cannot have minority. There is no place for the minority to occur. Many times in the cascaded structures, they use NMOS in a way so that it can periodically go into accumulation. You have to be very careful if it goes into the accumulation, because then even in NMOS, the injection would be from the other side and you will have holes in the P substrate, and then you can get into trouble, right? So all the analog designers, you know, you need people around them to make them prevent from shooting themselves on the foot. What does backgate experiment prove? Backgate meaning substrate experiment. So remember in one I showed substrate experiment, do you remember?
So it's basically generally people apply backgate voltages to change the threshold voltage.
Right,
what
right.
What we have seen is that if the backgate voltage is high enough, then you will have an enhanced impact ionization and a lower.
That's right. You have to be careful because it can give an extra kick to the holes and that can fly into the substrate current. And these are very easy. You go to the lab, make a measurement. You'll immediately see your gate current has gone up as soon as you put your substrate bias. So you have to be very careful.
Are these kind of measurements provided to the designers in the companies?
Generally, there will be a reliability group who will provide design space that you cannot go beyond this voltage given this. All those design rules generally know about these reliability theories. They are informed by these reliability theories. Is TDDB a voltage dependent or a field dependent phenomenon? Remember, for thin oxides, definitely voltage. For very thick oxides, you can use field dependent, but never, ever use field dependence for thin oxides. You'll get completely wrong results. What is the origin of the nonlinear voltage acceleration in TDDB? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Nonlinear voltage acceleration. You know, it was the blue curve was turning up very, very quickly. What is the essential reason why it came up so quickly? Was it because of the tunneling? Was it because of the impact ionization? Was it because of the whole tunneling back? It has some dependence. I think the real reason is impact ionization, because at low voltages, if you don't have impact ionization holes, then your tunneling cannot do anything for you. Tunneling will further suppress it, I understand. But first you know the holes, and the holes are going down exponentially. So the universality of the curve, even when they have different tunneling, tells you that this is primarily the inefficiency of impact ionization. And that's why PMOS, when it became efficient, PMOS started getting banned, right? For the minority ionization. Good thing or a bad thing? Very good thing. Right, because it's getting more and more inefficient. What are the consequences of ignoring nonsense in the semiconductor industry? If you ignore, they say, I don't like this theory and other things. I want to do a projection simply without the voltage acceleration. Then what will happen? Mistake, but the thing is, your IC will run slower and your product will not sell, right? Because you want to push it without breaking it. Question number 5. Oh, do you have any idea? Can you tell me, huh? CV could be done, but it has to be done in a special way, right? So I'll show you in the next class, CV. Can you think about any other technique? And you know this. Charge pumping, but will normal charge pumping do? Low frequency or multi-frequency charge pumping so that you can go inside, right? You cannot do high frequency. If you do a megahertz, then it is not going to go inside this. You cannot use DCIV. DCIV doesn't go inside, right? So low frequency charge pumping would be good. But next, silk. But these people still don't know silk. So we'll talk about silk in the next class. Yeah, silk you can do it. Okay, thank you very much.